Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast. Powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creatives who were in and around the clock for the Propover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Propover, Propover. Welcome to Season 3 of the Lure It Up Podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine, recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions. On this episode, we'll be talking to Passion Vibes and Rom International. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast with Bazodi Magazine.
So tonight we're here with Passion Vibes and we're here to discuss everything all about Propover 2023 and what they're bringing for the road for Kaduma 2023. So welcome.
Thank you very much. Good night to everyone. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course.
After everything that has been happening.
Yes.
It's great to be here and, you know, to explore and to give people our side of things. Yes. And to let people know about the band and besides what they might have just seen
on social media.
Yeah. You know? But thank you.
Of course. Let's just jump straight into it. I want to talk about Passion Vibes itself. Like, what is the band? What is the brand? And what are you bringing for 2023?
Okay, so Passion Vibes, we started in 2016.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I've been in mass and production and promoting for, I guess, over 20 years. But then got into doing it here in Barbados. We started had a section with Ravers, then move over to Romp. Mm-hmm. And then we branched out from Romp on our own to Passion Vibes. So Passion Vibes was founded by two individuals, myself and Sean Ford, who recently passed in January.
Mm-hmm. And
thank you. So the name of the band came up between the two of us with my passion for mass and jumping and everything Bajan. Mm-hmm. That's why my professor gave me that nickname, Bajan Queen.
That's where that came from.
Bajan. And his DJ name was Static Vibes. So we kind of combined the two.
Right, exactly. You know?
And the way how we looked at it, that Passion Vibes was supposed to be just to put a twist on Kaduman, on mass. Mm-hmm. Not everything that everyone expects or thinks that there is a set, but there's no set way of doing things. Uh-huh. We like to step out of the box. Even our motto is not what everyone expects. Our motto is, we have the passion, you bring the vibes. Would think that we're the ones.
We're bringing the vibes.
We twisted it around.
Okay.
So that's what we did. That's how we started out. Our theme this year for 2023 is we're doing both Kadument and 4-Day. We stepped into 4-Day this year. That was also one of Sean's dreams. So we are trying to make sure that we bring everything into reality for him.
Right.
So for 4-Day, we're doing Ignite. Mm-hmm. So that theme came about with, there's actually a fire dancing crew here in Barbados. It's called Ignite.
Oh.
And they did some stuff for us last year at one of our band limes. And I just thought of this thing and they popped into my head. And I was like, you know what? Ignite means to fuel or to excite or something. It was like, well, let me see about doing that. Take back 4-Day to the way it was before when it was the old time mass. T-shirts, you know, we might offer you some panties, but is the T-shirts, we give you that authentic.
That real
experience.
Authentic, yeah. That's how it was,
Yes, that's what Passion Vibes has always been about, being truly Bajan. Mm-hmm. We don't want, and we've had other revelers say, but why am I coming to Barbados? I'm not getting bacon shark. I can get this when I'm back home in Trinidad.
Exactly.
Why am I getting these things? I want what you guys eat. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's what we're doing this year in Ignite. We have the three sections of Green Comet. When you think of the gases around a comet, mm-hmm. especially there's a green gas, it's highly flammable. Mm-hmm. So the way how we were saying it is when you keep people around you and you associate with things that make them be the ones that can fuel you and push you to go forward. That's the backing behind that theme. The other one is Harden. Burn Mr. Harden.
Yeah.
No one studies that FNG with now.
Yeah.
And the history behind a lot of that people don't always study is not only Bajan, but it's a black thing. And with slaves and everything, you have this tradition where you can write your hardships on a piece of paper. You can throw it into a fire.
Yeah.
And that is like you're burning your hard times. So you need to bun out the hard times.
Yeah.
So that was what Harden was about to just bun away the hard times that we're going through right now. And the other section is Shazam, which that one is going to be in honor of Sean. And he was all about, he liked comics and everything too, but Black Adam.
Yeah.
That movie. And that was the one that inspired us to that. So, you know, when he says the word Shazam, lightning strikes, and he transforms. So the whole thing is you have an alter ego. So you can possibly just transform into when that person.
You get
person
on the road, yeah.
Exactly. So you're coming on the road, you're supposed to transform. So we're hoping to ignite people and the things that we're looking to offer. And we're going to do it a little different, you know, with the lighting and things like that. It doesn't necessarily have to be mud and paint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're still out there to enjoy yourself and you bring any vibes.
Yeah.
You have the passion.
Yeah.
Now, now. Kadoomin, our theme, the one that is so sensational.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Our theme is Into the Night. So we're looking at things that happen at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the band is also a heritage band, a small heritage band. So we're not a party band. So everything that we're kind of doing is always to kind of educate people and teach people things. So they have the four sections. We have Old San Juan, Puerto Rico. When you think of the fortresses, the 14th century architecture, the Spanish Empire that influenced, and then modern day, you go from seeing this beautiful stuff to being able to sit at a pub alongside the road and drink some cocktails and watch the dancing and that Spanish influence. So we were looking to bring that, teach people of that too. Then we also have Glistening Waters, where there are very few places in the world that they have, you can experience what they call bioluminescence.
Yeah.
Where as pitch black as the water is, there's algae, there's different things that light
plankton that light up. Yeah, especially shoreline too.
That's exactly. And we are fortunate to have one in Puerto Rico.
Really?
Bioluminescence Bay. And Jamaica has a spot called Glistening Waters, or they also call it Luminous Bay.
Okay.
So that's what that section was based off of. And if people did look at the costume, that's like the blue one and it has these spikes on it. There's this creature that is very hard to see. It's so tiny. And it's called a cusk eel. And it has the spikes and everything off of it and it lights up the same way. So that is what that section is about. Then we have, what's the other one now? I didn't touch the controversial one. But that controversial one.
You mean Rosie?
The Rosie made a boom up.
Yeah.
So someone said to me, so if it's a moth, why didn't you do the wings like everyone else? Operative word, like everyone else.
Yeah.
Again, we like to step out of the box. So if you do actually went and look up and saw what the moth looks like one of the comments was, oh, you just put two feathers on a forehead and think it's a headpiece.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever looked at a moth or a butterfly? They are two antennas on the head. You know, we got a little creative. We let the wind, because if people don't really study this, but if you're doing these big backpacks and it's solid material, like a lot of people use the plastic now and everything like that, when that wind hits that, you're going to be fighting.
Yeah.
I know you want to be a moth, but I don't want you to fly.
Right. You don't want them to float away.
So we did something a little different with the wings. The costume is a full rhinestone top. I realized the pictures didn't do as much justice
so to it as well.
We're putting out the videos for that. So that was the whole thing behind that. And because it's a moth and it's that color, no one really studies a moth being pretty like that. It's usually a butterfly.
A butterfly, exactly.
That's another thing you see at night, but you usually find that in North America. The other one now got me here trying to remember what
my Lady of the Night.
That's probably why I left that for. So this was an interesting one because when I mentioned this to a few young ladies, they were like, so what is that? And I said, oh, you don't
you
know.
You don't know it, exactly. I thought it was a very bold choice. I was like, I was like, I know what this means.
But you see, there's two meanings behind it. There's the flower.
The flower. Night. Okay.
Oh, sorry, you didn't know that.
I didn't know that. There we go.
We're educating you. So there's the flower, very strong scent at night. We have it around Barbados, a small flower. It actually comes in different colors, but we only know it as being white. Okay. And then, of course, there's the lady of the night.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, but what is that? And the only way that I could have described it to them, because I was going to say Rachel Pringle.
Right.
Then and I then said, they're not going to get that. Because a lot of people still don't know what she was or what she did.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I said, think of Natalie. Oh, so why didn't you just call it that night? But that's what we did.
Exactly. It's the other night. Exactly.
And I was like, so why didn't you just put her in something that she wrote? I said, okay, maybe time you Google some stuff, but think of a Bordello. They have no idea what that word is. Or back in those days, the ladies would wear the hats. They had the mesh over the face.
No, they had the fan in the hand.
They had a can. They knew nothing of this. So we kind of did the costume off of that with a corset and everything. So we're trying to, but when you look at the costume and you actually read and figure out what the section is, then you're supposed to be able to see it come to life.
You're supposed to see it. Like, I got it with the corset because you said it was very old time, like, as you said, the Bordello. Yes. I was thinking like kind of burlesque, you know, with the fan and with the mask, that type of thing.
Exactly. That's the whole point behind everything. So the moth is supposed to look like a moth, even though the moth wings actually shape a little different, but we still brought it there. The waters with the cusk eel, we try to bring that to life as well. The same thing for San Juan, the bricks, like the lines in the pattern in the costume. And, you know, we're trying to give that thing. The only thing I didn't do for that one is the umbrella.
True.
Because there is a street in Old San Juan that is all umbrellas.
Has a lot of umbrellas. Okay.
You know, so we're trying to still have it heritage, you know, teach you about the culture around the Caribbean and what Caribbean people could be involved with. So that's something that we are very heavy on to try to bring things that educate you. Is something that you might not have known of.
No, as you say, young people wouldn't have known of. Yeah,
and even somebody else. So we don't want to do mass the way how mass people think masses. There's no Pythagorean theorem. There's no
what mass is supposed to be.
You understand? There's nothing that's set to say that X, Y equals Z is going to bring out a costume to look like this.
Yeah.
We saw comments about things are evolving and stuff, and it's true, but it does not mean that you have to follow pattern.
Right.
Everyone is different. There's someone for everyone. Some people like the skimpy, some people like that, and a lot of feathers. And there's some people that just don't care.
Right. That's exactly it.
Right. There are men right now that just want a pants and a wristband and they go
on the road. There are women that don't want any. So a woman messaged me and she was like, she's looking for a band, but she doesn't want a backpack. She says she's even been asking different bands for male costumes as a woman. And most bands have told her no. But she was like, she doesn't want the feathers. She doesn't need a glam. She just wants something simple to go down the road.
Right.
But she doesn't necessarily want just a wristband. She wants at least a little something.
Right. And I know there are a few bands that don't let. You know, we are in that age now with the alphabet community.
She's not even gay. She's not gay, trans. Right, we are in that age. Right.
It's very offensive to some people when you get into certain things. I'm from Brooklyn, and we have some of everything everywhere. And you know, the
LGBTQIA,
and it's. There's so many more letters added on, so we just call it the alphabet.
Yeah, LGBT plus, and exactly. I think that's the easiest way to cover it. Like, it deals with everybody. Exactly. It captures as much as possible.
But we have had revelers that, we have females that come and say, I just want a pants.
Yeah.
And we don't have a problem with that. They give you the pants, you wear your top or whatever it is, and they go down the road with a wife beater or something.
Exactly.
But then you have now that you have some that come and like a male might come and ask, can I have a bathing suit? I want the same thing. I want a wire bra. Now, this is where now you have to try to figure out.
How do you navigate this? Yeah.
Do you come straight on and say no?
Right.
Or do you try to be politically correct and say, well, you know, this is not something that we do. And honestly, I'll be very honest. You want to avoid any issues on the road.
Yeah.
This is Barbados.
It's still more, not exactly. It's not. Yeah, they will have conservative
New York
elements.
And Miami and that.
Yeah, they exactly. They're not. So, even London, even some of the global north, they're not that open.
You have to be aware of your brand. Mm-hmm. And for me, Passion Vibes, we're a local, mm-hmm. a local band. Mm-hmm. We have revelers that come in from outside. We had young ladies from Missouri. We have, of course, New York. We have St. Lucia. So we have different people. But we try to make it, again, that authentic Bajan feel. Mm-hmm. So like going down the road, you have an all-inclusive package. Mm-hmm. 2019, we did sauce on the road. We serve sauce as your snack on the road. You get bread and two. You get cheese cutters. You can get ham cutters. You get cupcakes. You're constantly eating all
right,
you're
getting some food,
some of the revelers are like, okay, there's a little bit too much.
Right, you know, breakfast I need a food at the end. You get breakfast too.
Yeah, we do oatmeal, we do the bakes, we do lentil patties. So we had cater for vegetarian as well. Mm-hmm. You know, if you, so on our registration, you have the options of meals and different things like that. So we have to make it for everyone.
Right. All inclusive. You want it to be as inclusive, whether it's, as you say, with regards to food or with regards to different types of people that you want in the band. It is the whole thematic, as it is with Crop Over as well. It's supposed to all be all inclusive.
Because it's about the festival. Barbados does not have a carnival. We have a festival.
That's such an important point. So, I want to, in closing, I want to know, like, where can people find more information about Passion Vibes?
So you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Passion Vibes. That's PassionVibz. That's Passion Vibes. We're also doing our band limes every Tuesday. It's supposed to be every other Tuesday, but now they said we got to do it every Tuesday now again.
I was just about to ask about that,
Vibes and Tuesdays will be tomorrow night, Tuesday, at the White House Bar and Grill, which they also call the Truck Stop.
The Truck Stop, where is this?
Since it's the White House, 1600 Norman Niles Roundabout. You know, the address for the White House is 1600.
Right, is that?
So it's the Norman Niles Roundabout, which is the Bell Roundabout.
Right.
At the corner of the roundabout.
Okay.
You see the big red hungry
community.
Lion.
Yeah. That little, like,
shop and everything.
There's the space, and then there's the food trucks lining it. Yeah, it's like a lot of space.
So it's space in there. We party. We haven't started on our themes yet. Mm-hmm. So like last year we had the same Ignite came out. We had a fire breathing. We have Wet Fet. We had a school bus. We had a school. We had two school nights. One was school uniform. The other one was we had a van.
Yeah.
And you were able to get on the van and party.
Really?
Yes. The last time we even had, it's not Harting anymore, but we had ZR159 there and we partied. Sorry, Dalton. You're not running. But we try to bring back what we have, what was our culture growing up and different things like that. And all in Sheridan, people just come out, enjoy themselves and party.
I think that's the most important point.
Yeah. Might not be stressing on that big theatrics of costumes.
Right.
But it's the road experience to say, when you're done, I want you to be able to say, oh my God, I don't know how I can get home. I don't know how I can make it.
But you want
that
to say,
I thoroughly enjoy.
You had a good time, right?
That
exactly
is what it is. So we have the passion. You bring the vibes.
That's perfect. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was a fantastic conversation.
Yes, and not a controversial one. Not too much.
You want to have a controversial one? I was wondering, like, how was it then? Like, because you said this wasn't your first time navigating controversy. So what has that been like? Like, what was it this time? What was it like this time, and how has it been in the past?
In the past, I have very thick skin.
Mm-hmm.
I have a broad back.
Yeah, you need it, really. And the Crop Over around me, need it.
I needed it, actually, moving from Barbados to New York.
Oh, yeah,
I had to adjust.
You had to adapt very quickly.
But what it was is I found it very interesting. As I told the others, I wasn't bothered. Mm-hmm. But I found it interesting, the DMs.
You got DMs?
Oh, we got a lot.
Really?
And I said to myself, wow, people really do this? They take so much time.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying you got DMs. Like, I expect the comments, and then I expect you to get DMs.
The comments that were under your page. Yeah. But our comments were turned off anyway.
Okay.
So then we got the stories that were reposted and some of the things. And if you looked at some of the profiles, zero posts.
Zero posts. Yeah.
Zero followers. It was. It's like people created pages. Right. And I said, well, I guess it's our time.
Right. And big exactly.
Bands can get it. Who's
wanna? Exactly. Also, you know.
You cannot pay for this kind of advertising. Look.
You really couldn't. This. Like, we had expected like there would be like what we thought was like 1 or 2, 5 comments. Like, oh, I don't like this. Oh, this is different. Oh, that. But the way that it went, it just caught on fire, and it's like, all right, it's like, you know, I expect a little like ribbing, you know, a little people who are very into bead and feather and expect right. to see like what they see in Trinidad or Grenada, but it started to go down a line. It spiraled very quickly. I had to be like, oh, okay.
And I respect people's opinions.
Right.
I can't get mad at that. That's why I did not respond mm-hmm. to anything. I just might have liked the post right. or the DM, and I left it. Because if I responded now, it would have come back. That becomes a
thing. And then they started to put it up. They responded to me. And they said this. We're
very big on customer service. Mm-hmm. So I keep it the best way possible. Mm-hmm. Like there was one that someone sent and it said, this bad house won't wipe it out. And I started typing, we have bleach.
You welcome. Come and help me wipe. No, we got a little bleach here. Yeah. Oh my God.
And I said, you know what? Don't do it. Leave it alone. Let people do this. Mm. It's going to pass 2-3 days, if so much.
If so much.
They move on to something else.
And they moved on.
The thing is, it's not for you. It's not for you.
I think a lot of people don't get that.
And that's the issue. But that's the environment we're in now. And I guess people are not wary of how, if I was different, maybe people would have think, you know, maybe she'll just withdraw everything in the corner and cry.
I think that some people thought that.
I lost the passion when Sean passed. Mm-hmm. I really was not feeling to do anything. Mm-hmm. But this kind of ignited.
Really? I like your spirit. That's saying,
just for this?
Just for this, I can show you all. But what I was telling people too, it was like, you need to move away from the bead and feather mask. Like that lens that you see in things through, I was like, you can't, even if you're saying, okay, you don't like the lighting, you don't like the photography, you don't like the execution, you need to look at the concept of what's being presented and understand what is different. Because like with Rosie Maple Malt, I was telling people, if this was a different band, y'all would have ate this up. If these, the way that the feathers drop down in the different brackets, if these hung down a little bit, y'all would have loved this. If this was from a big brand or a big brand name band.
Because I would say, y'all can't see.
It's just the name. Exactly.
Think of Tommy Hilfiger and everything. It's the same stuff.
It's the same stuff.
Think of the holy shirts.
Yeah, exactly. That Kanye brought out. Yeah.
Let you leave the house.
And the ripped up stuff, the extreme rips where the pants is so ripped that it's nearly not functional.
Someone bigger says, This is
what's hot. And then people latched onto it. So I was like, even if you don't like aspects of it, you need to look at the bigger picture, the concept of what's being presented. Exactly. People
just saw a picture and that was it.
Yeah.
They didn't look to see what the theme was.
What was the concept? What were they aiming for?
Because when you posted, you didn't put the themes under it, but that's okay.
What did we said? We didn't say into the night. We just said, this is what you presented for Cropover 2023.
And they went with that. And not many people actually went to the page
to look for the theme. Start getting a lot of posts, as you said, just reposts of people saying, I don't like this, I don't like that. But what we were coming to find is that it wasn't people who are actually jumping. It's not people who are going to be on the road, are not on the road, people who are in a band, nothing like that. Like, you would get a very small percent, like 5% were like that. The rest were just people who just caught on with Fire Rage. Yeah. And then when I have something to say, and it's like, that's are you on the road? It felt like when people were complaining about the old route, about the change to the new route last year. I loved it. And I was telling people, okay, when people started talking, I'd be like, do you jump in 2019? Oh, no. Okay. Do you jump in 2018? No. Are they complaining about the new route? Do you jump on the new route? Oh, no. I was like, what are you complaining about?
There's nothing.
Y'all just caught on to the fire and you want to have something to say. So it was very much... like that. I like both routes. And I'm like, I could see the application for both, but y'all haven't done either. Our last thing you jumped was like 2015, 16, 17. But now you want to have an opinion just because everybody else has an opinion. So as my mother said, you got to push in your ugly snow. You got to air your mouth. You know, it's pointless. Yeah.
So that's the thing now. With this old route, I said, I don't want to hear any complaints because this is what you guys are
this
saying.
This is what you wanted. Exactly.
And you got to remember now, with all mass evolving,
yeah,
the backpacks, everything are so much bigger. How many can go down the road?
That's a whole other conversation. Roads, these, like as my friend said, wise. These little squeezy pooch roads, all the down the Bahama Station Hill, turning that corner.
When you pass the cut rock, when you leave off the Cavalier, just there by the field
just
alone,
there, yeah,
that is problem.
By that hard court, that's a problem.
Problems. You know, but I like the community feel.
Right. I like that. Says I love the community feel.
That could have been brought to the highway because the way how it was being planned last year, how the NCF was saying, there wasn't really supposed to be anyone lining up.
Anyone at all on the highway.
So we were surprised to see that.
We were surprised too as well. So.
And I had always said this last year that stretch between, this is our home base, is Huddlestone Turning. Mm-hmm. That stretch between Warren's and the Turning is like a dead zone.
It was a dead zone.
And I was saying, have on the other side, since you guys wanted one side.
Only
of the
one
road,
side of the road, exactly.
Have on the other side the pictures, the different things, make that the reveler spot that they can just, because you're now beginning, express yourself, take your pictures.
Because in that whole, that you can, when they're fresh, they're new. Yes. Like if you want, hop over the wall, as you say, and hop
my
over the barrier.
Did that.
That's what you should have, that's what people should have done because there's nobody on that stretch.
My revelers
you can
did that.
Have the pictures, you can have the fun, the whole panorama, everything.
It was people complain about the sun.
No.
This was something I was saying that the NCF could have run. Like even if it was a few banners across, I could have
some
blocked
trust.
The sun.
Mm-hmm.
I had a spray can.
Mm.
And I nearly got jumped for that spray can. Not I nearly. I got jumped for the spray can so that they could have wet themselves. It's like I wasn't wetting them fast enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. And wow, that's brilliant,
they
actually.
They enjoyed themselves.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's brilliant.
Again, but it's what you give to your revelers.
Yeah.
We can't always rely on the NCF for everything.
Yeah.
Every band is going to offer something different.
That is so, like, that, even that is a whole conversation in and of itself that people expect. The NCF can only do so much, and they keep trying to tell people this. Like, I want to thank you very much. Remind me of your socials again that people can find you.
We are on Passion Vibes. You're Passion Vibes as PASSION VYBZ on Instagram and Facebook. And I always forget, we're on TikTok as well.
You're on TikTok too?
Yes. And I think that's Passion Vibes 246.
Okay.
The same.
Yeah.
You know, when you get a certain age.
Yeah, it's too
I'm
much apps.
To use
yeah.
That excuse now. But thank you very much for having
yeah,
us.
Thank you. It was a great conversation.
Yes, we shall be back and have another one.
Yes.
Welcome to the Lore Up Podcast, powered by Basil D Magazine.
Okay, so tonight we're here with Romp International, and we just want to have a conversation with them about their band that has been on the road for quite some time and get a feel of Romp International and what it stands for. So good night. Welcome to the podcast, Lori Up.
Good night. Good night, Luke. Thank you so very much for having me here.
Good night, everyone.
I'm Tamara.
And I'm Everton.
And we are here representing Romp International for 2023.
That's true. That's very, very right. So I wanted to get a feel of the band and of this brand, you know. We wanted to get our listeners more au fait with it because they're not only Bajans, we're the people from the French Caribbean, the people from the diaspora, people coming in from London and stuff like that who want to get an idea of what the Kadumat scene is and what the Crop Over scene is.
Okay. Well, Romp International Band has been on the road for 11 years. So we've been on the scene in the Crop Over Festival for some time. And we're a small band. I want to emphasize that we're a small band, but we are a band who is committed to making sure that we really promote the culture in Barbados. And, you know, we are creative. What we try to do in Romp is that we try to ensure that our costumes are cost effective.
Important.
You know, be making sure that we ease your pockets, but at the same time, you look good on the road.
Mm-hmm.
We are committed to that. And this year, I would say that we have definitely made sure we were planning from last year, and we said we are going to come with a different vibe this year. We are going to make sure that our patrons feel extremely beautiful. They feel good on the road. They know that what they are wearing is something that is definitely value for money, and that they are up there, even though the price is right,
exactly.
But that they're up there in terms of looks with all of the other big bands, and that's what we're committed to providing.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree. Tamara said everything there. I agree. I have nothing more to say.
Okay. So tell us about your theme then for Kuduma 2023.
I am so excited about this name. I am so excited. So originally we wanted to have a flair that was kind of different to what we usually bring in romp. And we said we were going to go a little more on the exotic side. And we started to connect it to our history. And, you know, we were like, well, you know, Barbados, it was discovered. Use that term loosely. By the Portuguese. So we said we wanted to do something that was tropical. We're gonna take a look at birds. So we married the two and we decided that we were gonna come up with the theme of paraíso. Paraíso is Portuguese for paradise.
Okay.
And we said we are going to go paraíso, birds of paradise.
I like that. I like that.
That's what we came with this year.
And I like that, as you say, you married the history and you married it. So with something fun, something colorful, something energetic, that it was still something different without being, you know, kind of just run of the mill type of thing. And it touches on Barbadian history with the Portuguese and everything like that.
Definitely. And we also wanted to emphasize, it's not just historical, because I think that sometimes we kind of forget the connection that is still there, because we still have, you know, Brazil, which is the home of, you know, a big carnival, et cetera. And that's Portuguese.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, there is a direct connection. And when you look at all the different birds, all the different beautiful birds that we can find throughout the Caribbean, you know, we have our Latin American countries in the Caribbean. We have our French-speaking countries in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. So we are not just isolated in terms of being English speaking. So when you bring in the Portuguese element of it now, it's not just, don't just look at it as history, but bear in mind the fact that, you know, within the Caribbean, we are so diverse.
That's true.
You know, that's so very, very so true. Just like the birds are diverse and they look so different, we have so many different color cultures that are married here in the Caribbean.
Yeah. Very, very, very accurate. Very accurate. So tell me, too, how you got involved with this band, too, as well.
Oh, dear. You're going to ask me to bring tails out of school. Okay, no, I know our band leader, Sonia Altrin, who's our band leader. So big ups to our band leader.
Sonia.
I've known her
from a baby. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Because you're young, you know. You don't normally find young people involved in bands. It's usually you find some older heads, especially like smaller bands who want to keep it smaller, who have that very community feel, who really like embedded in the culture like that.
No, but I must admit that Sonia really does attempt to bring younger persons on board. Mm-hmm. She's committed to that.
And a new vibe each year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you would generally with the small bands, you would see older persons, but I think that is changing. And I know for sure that Romp is committed to bringing newer persons into it, because if we do not encourage new persons to get involved in the festival, it will die.
Yeah, exactly. And that's been a major concern that a lot of younger people have started to say, but then you don't actually find them moving from talk into action, whereas you've done it, you know, so. Not you've talked, but now you're actually a young person, you're involved in a band, you know, you're doing something different. And as you say, it's not everybody want to do a big band, but there's absolutely room in the festival for these smaller bands.
Because definitely.
You want that feel. You want that type of energy. There's a different vibe with a smaller band.
Smaller band, yes.
Yeah, it's more family-oriented. It's
family, I was just about to say. More family.
Because essentially that's what we end up building. We end up building family, because when you come and you have an awesome time, you come back again, because you feel again, you're not just lost in the sea of 1,500 people.
Right.
You are now one of a smaller group and you feel like, yeah, this is family. I have met these people. I'm going to come back to these things all the time. And, you know, we have our repeat persons and you know them by name.
Exactly. So you know the faces from the bar house. You know them. They come when you used to have the bar house limes, they come down there.
Yeah.
There's sometimes come down and help with production. They bring food. It's a family.
It's a community.
It is a community. And then you see them on the road, you know everybody, as opposed to just as you saying, 1,500 people on the road, 1,000 people, just one of them. And you just won, and you just blend in, and it some people just see it as a money grab, but this really harkens back to the true origins of Krapova and, exactly. and the true beginnings and how it started and what it's supposed to be like. So exactly. yeah, I think that this is a fantastic way to still keep the culture alive.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And we're committed to that.
That's right. That's exactly how it should be. So what plans do you have then for Kaduma 2? What can people expect on the road with?
First of all, let me start with the costumes, mm-hmm. right? Because I touched on the concept, mm-hmm. but I didn't touch on what we look like on the road. And I am here sitting down and I'm envisioning it. And I am seeing a sea of color, okay? I am seeing the multicolored plumes of the exotic hummingbird. I am seeing that soft powder pink of the bird of grace. Or flamingo. I am seeing the vibrant red, yellow, and blue of our kaleidoscope of colors, which is our parrot. And then I am seeing that striking black, that deep ebony of our warrior bird, which is our blackbird.
Okay, I like that.
You understand that most of these birds can be found all throughout the Caribbean.
Yes,
flamingos exactly. are found in Turks and Caicos. Mm-hmm. The exotic hummingbird is in
Panama,
correct?
Which we do have a connection to again. Yeah, Barbados definitely has a connection to Panama.
That's a very, very good point, and I like that. You know, the blackbird is the big one.
Yes, the flashy one. Yes.
And I love a good black costume. So you don't normally see it, strangely enough. I guess people associate the black with the heat. But when it's done well, you know, it really does set a tone. It will give a different
It's dramatic. Because Everton, you were saying that the big backpack reminded you of something.
It reminded me of when I was watching a movie about a black angel. And it was just the wings, when they, you know, when you see an angel... Mm-hmm. Releases its wings, I'm like, wow.
Okay. Yeah,
that looks stunning.
Yeah, it is dramatic. It's big. It's...
And then you can also see the little green.
Yeah, it's green.
It's a greeny turquoise.
Yeah.
With inside the
playing throughout the feathers yes. on the wings. Yeah, it is really, gives it a very different feel. So, yeah. So what can people expect on the road with y'all?
All right. So other than this absolute sea of color, mm-hmm. Romp is going to come with their usual warmth. If it's one thing Romp is known for, right? I mean, I say warmth and being a bit cheeky because when you put the fire water in your stomach, then you feel warm, right? So we come in with our usual warmth. We are known to never run out of alcohol.
Yeah, we don't ever run out of rum.
Run out of alcohol. So always you are there. Guaranteed to continually have drinks on the road. That is a for sure thing that we make sure of. We're coming with our snacks. We don't run out of snacks either. All through the journey, you have something to keep you fueled so that, you know, you don't feel tired and pop down and drained because, you know, when you're pelting waste and thing, you get a little tired.
Yeah, you could.
So we make sure that we give you a little something, a little fuel on the way. So we have our drinks truck is solid. We have our trailer, you know, if you start to feel tired and you need to rest, you need to put on the big backpacks.
Yes.
You got some big backpacks. So you need to put on your big backpacks for a little bit. You could put them on the trailer. And we have our snacks on the road. We have our runners, our snow cone person that will be up and down. That will be up and down with that. So we're making sure that our patrons feel comfortable on the road. That is what we want to guarantee, you know, that you know that you're going to be well hydrated, your fire water day, you know, you don't have to be going to the drink truck. You could, but you don't have to be going to the drink truck constantly because, you know, we're going to have our snow cone person maneuvering through the crowd.
So you're gonna have a romp experience on yes. the road.
And then obviously when we get to the end of our journey, we are going to have some sumptuous food there for you, you know, so you'll feel comfortable. You'll go home, you know, with your stomach good.
That's perfect. You ain't gotta worry that, like, you know, some people would just say they went home, they got the food. People say they got donuts and stuff like that.
Yeah, and there's something
that's the good thing about being a small band.
We do
exactly. food. It's manageable.
Yeah.
Right? That's manageable.
Exactly it.
So
Because let me tell you, I jump in some big bands.
Bacchanal time.
Many years with many, many different things. So, yeah, as you said, I had years that the drinks run out, had years that the ice run out. I jumped with Kaduma since about 2010. So I had many a year that many, many different things happened.
Yes.
And what I do regret is that I didn't jump with a small band because all my friends was playing in a big band. So mm-hmm. I was like, man, let me go and jump in a big band too. Let me go and jump with my friends. But looking back, you're still young, right?
You're still young, as you say.
You're still young, exactly. You're not still 27.
You're still 27.
Exactly. You're not still good on the road, exactly.
You're on this 27 thing. But anyway, I mean, you're still young. You could still jump next year with a small band.
Try somebody different. I know, right? I really think that people should explore and that you shouldn't always look towards a big band or quote-unquote a brand name that you see splashed across social media because you feel that that's going to be a jump. Like, there were many years that Jump Promotions had stuff. This is back in the 2010s. Jump Promotions had, like, Hennessy and Johnny Walker. Nobody else had that. Yeah. Nobody else had that. These would be smaller bands that wouldn't be seen as, you know, like big hype. Yeah. Yes. And you would, when Contact, before it was Contact with the K, when it was Contact with the C, that used to have a different experience on the road too. Like, people used to hype that up.
We're going to have vodka as well.
You see, exactly. So you got drinks, proper drinks going on the road, and you don't have to worry about nothing running up. We also have our special mixes.
Oh yeah, we have our Hurricane Punches that are signature to our band. Like, we mix these and you can come and say, man, I want Hurricane Punches. So,
yeah.
You know?
I like that.
And we mix, like, I don't want, you know, promoting specific alcohol, right? Unless they're giving a sponsorship. But we have these mixes and you can get them. You can get them with different types of alcohol. So we have specific drinks with a particular type of alcohol. So if you know that you're a rum drinker, we have a mix that is just for you.
Just for rum.
If you know that you're a vodka person, we have a mix that is just for you. So yeah, that's something else that's unique that we bring.
We got something with Guinness as well.
Yes, exactly.
That one is a good one.
That one is a Trinidad one.
Yeah.
That's what people want on the road. You got even a longer thing. So inside the stadium, starting from Warren, so you got even more jump. It's about 12 kilometers. So it's a good piece of road. So. Okay, so tell me about your band house. Give me an idea of your price range and let me know how people can find you on social media.
Okay, excellent. I'm going to start with the price range because I know that y'all are not going to believe this when I say it. But we are starting from $350. This is Barbados. This is
not the US.
This is Barbados. So we are starting from $350. I'm going to repeat it a third time because you may not have heard it the first two. $350. That is our starting point. So you can find something that look good, that you can feel, ladies, you can feel sexy on the road, and you only paying $350.
Exactly.
Right? And then we go all the way up, and I say all the way up because when you see what you're getting, when you go on our socials and you see what you're getting for $1,000, you can understand.
And all but going, US.
This is $1,000 Barbados. So we start at $350 and we go into $1,000. But let me tell you, go on to our socials to see what that $1,000 is giving you. Because it is giving. It is giving. So, right. Our socials now. You can see us on IG at ROM International. And we have a website now. Everything. Yes.
The website, we are currently building it out so that you can see the costumes, you can see the pricings, you can buy them online because this will be a e-commerce type website. The website is rompintl.massos.app. So you can find us there. As I said, you can come on the website, sign up, and you can purchase your costumes there. You can also actually purchase our select different options, such as, you know, your bra size and
right,
stuff like that. All
so you can really customize it.
You can customize your outfit.
Right.
Well, so, you know, costume.
Yeah.
So our band house is located in a really convenient location. We're in Carlton House in 2 Mile Hill. And we're actually starting or opening from the 12th of May. So we're starting very shortly, where you would actually be able to come in and you can register. You'll be able to see the costumes. And as I said before, we're in a very convenient location. Before I go, I just really want to give special thanks to certain persons who are in the band. Mm-hmm. Like, I really got big up Ashania. I have to, listen, Ashania has done such a fantastic job as it relates to being our social media manager. I feel that she works miracles sometimes. She's one of the models in our Warrior Bird costume as well. Looking like an angel. So yeah. maybe she has that sort of powers in the background, you know, doing some miracles, playing some miracles. And I have to give big ups to Sonia, because without Sonia and her idea, her baby, birthing, giving birth to this, you know, this wouldn't be happening. This was her concept. This was her idea. She created this 11 years ago, and she has kept it going throughout all sorts of difficulties. She's been doing what's necessary to make sure that this band is kept afloat. So I need to, and listen, talk about mentor. Everything that I have learned about creating this costume, which is 100% local. And when I say that, I mean the costume is made here in Barbados. We have not imported it.
Yeah, we don't.
The feathers are attached here. We purchase what it is that we need. If we got to bring in some things to make the costume, we bring them in to make the costume. But the costume is 100% assembled here. The feathers are attached here. We put on the gems here, everything. So that's another thing that ensures quality assurance.
That's true. That's a very
because we are not getting the costume at the last minute from anywhere else, right? So in terms of mentorship, I really got to big up Sonia, because Sonia has taught me everything that I know about this. Mm-hmm. Right? So I want to encourage everybody to go onto IG, follow us on IG. The website will be up shortly, and you know, look out for Romp 2023 Paraiso, Birds of Paradise.
That's perfect. Thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Basody.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions.